Okay, you can't do that. just FYI there. All right. Oh, now all I need is my beginning music. And of course it didn't come up. Hello. There we go. All right. We'll have a little John Wilkerson today.
Here we go.
Rolling down the freeway with the rack top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Fitz sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on them and it's all right.
All right, all right, all right, everybody. And today on the Two Blind Squirrels, we have special guests.
I'm going to cut you off.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on them, and it's all right.
I'm a professional. I could have hit the mark, the post, whatever
you
it's called.
Gonna.
I could have.
It wasn't going to happen today, though. You could have.
I could have.
I've heard you do it.
But it wasn't going to happen today.
It wasn't going to happen today.
Thanks for saving me.
I try.
Okay, I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just blaming you, okay?
Sure. Yeah, fine. Who is this lovely little voice that I hear in the background?
Okay, today, special guest star, Helen Skeeter McFadden.
Yay!
Say hello, Skeeter. Yes, you. Say hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're Skeeter. And we have Kidge.
That's
and,
me.
That's right. And the role of Faith will be played by Helen today. So Faith will be in our other shows. But Helen had a top five, bottom five list for Christmas movies. And we never got to Kidge's because of his voice problems. We're going to just say it was voice problems last week.
Yes.
Uh-huh. For simplicity's sake. Sure. And so we've got to get to their lists. And I think I'd always love doing top five, bottom five. I don't care if anybody else does because it's my show. So we're going to do top five, bottom five with Kidge and Helen for Christmas movies or holiday movies or whatever. And then maybe a
specials.
New Year's movie. Yeah, what if specials? Okay.
Like Charlie Brown.
Exactly.
Yes.
Some movie.
All right. So, Kidge, give me one movie from Christmas that you love.
I enjoy the... have you heard of the television show Psych?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's the black guy and the white guy and their friends from when they were kids, and one of them's pretending to be
psychic.
Psychic, yes, thank you. But he's not really a psychic; he's just very perceptive.
Exactly. The every year they have a Christmas special, and those are hilarious. So I thoroughly enjoy those.
Well, I'll have to check that out. They're available on Netflix. Yeah. So
yes, they are.
I'll have to check those out. Okay, Helen, give me a Christmas special that you love.
Well, my favorite is The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Ooh.
Now, which
with
one?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, the one with Jim Carrey. Okay. Now, do you not like the cartoon version,
no.
Or just not as much, or do you hate it?
Well, I don't hate it. I very, very, very much dislike it.
You just dislike it.
Yes. Very, very much.
Okay. Well, I do think the one with Jim Carrey in it is very hilarious. He's got so many different funny little lines in there. And Holiday Hoobie Whatty, that's my favorite. Okay, Kidge.
Yes.
Give us a movie, Christmas movie, that you hate.
That I hate?
Yes. It's a Christmas special.
It's a Wonderful Life.
How dare you.
That is the top of my list. I don't have any particular order, but I generally don't like watching Christmas movies. So you'll find that most of my bottom list of movies are popular Christmas movies.
Like White Christmas?
Don't spoil it. We'll get to them.
We'll get to them.
I just can't believe that one. Helen got to watch It's a Wonderful Life really all the way through for the first time this year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I saw half of it.
Yeah, she'd seen parts of it before, but she'd get disinterested and bored and go away. Mm. But this year, she was interested, so she watched it.
And I liked it.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Well, Kidge does not.
Yeah, I have seen it enough times.
He hates teddy bears, and It's a Wonderful Life.
I never said anything about teddy bears. That you are making that up.
Okay, well, it's almost the same thing. Almost the same. Helen, give me a Christmas special or movie that you hate or extremely dislike.
A Christmas Carol.
Which Christmas? The Muppets Christmas Carol?
No.
No.
The one with Jim Carrey.
The one with George C. Scott?
No, Jim Carrey.
Oh, wait, that was the animated one.
That
yes,
one
we
was weird.
We watched it this
creepy.
Year for the first time.
And, yeah,
and it Helen had nightmares. She ended up sleeping. She ended up sleeping in the chair in my room because she couldn't sleep. Have you seen that one, Kidge?
I have, and it is very weird.
It's
the end is good, where he becomes a good person.
Yeah, but just so the combination of animated humans. Uh-huh. I mean, there's cartoonish humans, which is fine. But when you get to the animated humans, they just don't. They're just not right. You know,
like the candle ghost, the present.
Ghost of Christmas present.
No, past.
Past.
The candle guy. His head wasn't.
It wasn't attached to his body. And it was
His body would stay still, and his head be over here.
Yeah, it was weird.
Marley was the creepiest to me.
Marley was a creep because his jaw
Marley
fell
the
off.
Ghost.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That was kind of funny, but just all the chains and just his hair floating in the air.
Yeah, it was really just creepy.
Yeah, even Lauren Arnicky thought it was creepy.
The scariest one is the Ghost of Christmas Future, but it was the least scary on that movie because all it was a shadow.
But that was so creepy because of the horse.
Yes, the horse was creepy.
I only saw it once, and that was last year, so I don't remember all of it.
And that was enough.
Right.
We skipped through the whole last part.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, spoiler alert. Yeah. Okay, kids, give me a Christmas movie that you love, or special.
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Ah, yes.
I'm just a fan of the Muppets in general.
I love the Muppets.
You see the new Muppets movie?
I did. Did you
I
see
love it?
It.
Yes, we saw it.
A lot of fun.
It rekindled my love of the Muppets.
Yes.
They are just innocent awesomeness.
Exactly.
They are.
They didn't. I love the fact that in the new Muppets movie, they didn't try to be hip. They didn't try to do modern. They didn't try to appeal to modern audiences. They said, we're going to do what we do. We're not going to be 3D.
Right.
They said on the commercial, this is not in 3D.
Yeah. It was little. They did capitalize on what they've always done. You know, they've always sang and had those kind of numbers, but they did glee it up just a tidge. I saw just a little hint of glee in there, but I think glee stole a little bit from the Muppets too. So
yeah, probably.
All right, Helen. Helen, it's I believe it's your turn.
Yes.
So give me a Christmas movie that you love.
The Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown Christmas Special. Yes. Yeah, it's not Christmas until Linus tells me the story. So
till Snoopy and Woodstock come up.
Yeah. In fact, I can't even read Luke 2 without hearing Linus's voice in my head.
Nice.
All right, Kidge. Give us a Christmas special or movie that you hate.
A Christmas Story.
I don't know you. Who are you?
I seen that movie? I don't think
it's the one with the kid in it that mommy doesn't like. It's the one with the kid in it that's going to shoot your eye out. Yes.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, fudge.
He's open his mouth.
Yes, he gets life boy. Life boy.
I will gladly allow you guys to enjoy that as much as you want.
Thank you.
Genius. Okay, Helen. See, I forget where I'm at now. Helen, give me a Christmas movie that you love.
Hate.
Yeah,
she's right.
Hate.
Okay. Well, I don't hate this movie, but it's the next movie on my the fourth one.
Okay, what is it?
White Christmas.
You don't like it, or you do
like
it?
No, I do, but
you don't have any more hates.
Well, no.
No, but you enjoy the movie because you were singing it with mommy dancing around.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's just the last. You don't have any other hate movies. This is just the last one on your life list.
The last one is, oh, on my like list here.
Yes, okay. All right, Kidge, it's your turn. Give me a movie that you love. Well, I'm not talking to you about your hate movies anymore.
Okay, we're not talking about hate movies anymore. Sure. Good, because I basically ran out of other movies that I hated. Let's see, which one should I pick next? Well, how about this? So every year, the church that I went to when I was in high school, and that my parents still go to, will throw on a big live outside production at the church, where which kind of follows the story of Mary and Joseph traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Yes.
And so you and a group of, you know, 15, 20 other visitors are escorted by two cast members who speak in Hebrew accents and lead you down the path, and you're stopped by Roman patrols, and you see merchants, and you enter into Bethlehem, and it's this huge, very large city that they build with a marketplace and all that sort of thing. And then at the end, you go find Mary and Joseph, and they just had the baby Jesus. And then you turn around, and there's the cross.
Oh,
it's a very good hour and a half long. No, not even that long. An hour long adventure sort of thing. And my mom plays the dreidel lady. So
the dreidel lady.
The dreidel lady. She will literally have people come over, and she wants them to play the dreidel, spin the dreidel, and she'll. She made the dreidel herself, and if you win, you get a prize. If you lose, she gets a prize. It's fun for everyone.
Dachshund's mad because you spoiled the ending of that play. He hadn't seen it yet. And... Nice. Well, that's cool. I didn't know your mom was a dreidel lady. That's very neat.
Only once a year.
I can't call her dreidel lady any other time?
I'm sure she would appreciate it.
Oh,
but,
okay. That's good. All right.
Blow her cover.
Helen, give me a movie that you like, since you don't have any more that you hate.
Well, I disagree with Kidge. I like It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Okay. And we've already talked that one today. You know, the Jen and Dave show, for those of you listening, they produce, or they every year, they release It's a Wonderful Life radio version. It's with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. And it's not Ingrid Bergman. I think it's Donna Reed that does the female voice. But... anyway, it's a very good radio adaptation of the movie. And so they release that every year. So if you want to check that out, it's the JenandDaveShow.com. It's out there.
Yes.
All right, Kidge.
Yes.
What do you hate about It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
It's a beating.
What do you mean?
It's not a very happy movie until the very, very end. It's a very depressing movie. And it's very sad. So
it's very romantic when they're in the house with the rain and Bert and Ernie are singing.
Well, it is very depressing and sad, and kind of wants you to make you go away when the angel shows him a life when he wasn't born.
That's true. That's sad.
That is kind of yeah.
Okay.
So,
Helen.
Mm-hmm.
That was yours. It's a Wonderful Life. So, Kidge.
Yes.
Movie that you hate.
Elf.
I agree.
That's one of the funniest. No, you don't agree.
No,
you laugh.
I don't.
That's one of the... Besides The Grinch Stole Christmas and Ernest Saves Christmas, Elf is hilarious.
I don't like Will Ferrell.
But you like Bob Newhart.
I don't like his hair.
Well, yeah. I like Bob Newhart. But... Will Ferrell is annoying.
He is kind of, but...
Robert says he doesn't like you. I'm just kidding.
He did not say that.
He didn't say that.
I bet he doesn't even know who you are.
Okay. Now, Robert did say that the elf was the least Will Ferrell of the Will Ferrell movies.
I disagree. I disagree. Stranger Than Fiction was the least Will Ferrell movie ever.
Okay, Stranger Than Fiction. What's the one where he get? Is that Will Ferrell that the narrator of the book, he can hear the narrator's voice?
That's Stranger Than Fiction.
Is that Stranger Than Fiction? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the least.
And girl. And he gives a girl a box of a dozen bags of various sorts of flour and says he gave her a dozen flowers. Like baking
yes.
flour.
Yeah, baking mm-hmm. flour. That was cute.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Helen, yes. another movie that you love.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ernest Saves Christmas is so funny.
I couldn't find a place to watch that.
Oh, I had to buy it from Amazon. I actually meant to buy it
because
it was $10, and I'm like, well, I'll watch it every year, so it's worth $10. Mm-hmm. But
because nobody moves, nobody dies.
Nobody moves, nobody dies. But I ended up renting it by accident instead of buying it. So it cost me $2, which
no,
I thought
$1.
Was it 99 cents?
I think it was like $2.
I don't remember. But anyway, so there you have it. You can get it from Amazon Instant Video if you want to watch it online.
Gotcha.
But here's the next day we were at I don't remember now. We were somewhere, and they had like movies in a bin.
Ooh, yes.
You know, like just a big bin. I think we were at Best Buy, and there was just a big bin of movies.
Yeah,
and they were $5 a piece or something like that. They were ridiculously cheap. And they had Ernest. And I was like, oh, Ernest. And I grabbed it, and it had Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest at Halloween, and Ernest Goes to Jail. Three movies on one DVD for $5, but no Christmas.
Not Christmas.
So, and the other ones, I don't need that much Ernest in my life. So, all right, Paige, you're up.
All right, what am I talking about now?
One you love.
Ones I love. You, of course, have to add the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Of course, I will shoot you. So,
yeah. I like wholesome, you know, things, which is rather funny considering the next thing that I'll have to put on my top five Christmas movie thing, but you know, you gotta have to have good quality moral, there's a story Christmas movies that aren't boring and depressing.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, White Christmas isn't boring and depressing.
No. It's been a long time. I don't know if I've even seen White Christmas through its entirety. Thus, I can't, you know, validate putting it on either list.
Bells of St. Mary.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's sad at the end, though.
Oh.
Well, but it's happy at the end. It's just sad for like 5 minutes, and then it gets to go back to happy.
Yeah, because the whole movie, it's happy, and then the, like one minute of the movie, it's sad.
Yeah, spoiler alert, so the pastor, the Bing Crosby, is sending her, the nun, who is Ingrid Bergman, who's like, that's just not going to happen, okay? You're not going to find a nun as Ingrid Bergman. So anyway, so Bing Crosby is sending her away, and she thinks it's because he doesn't like her. Because they had all these disagreements, and she thought they were, I mean, they began to respect each other, or she thought they respected each other, and the way they ran the boys' school that they were at, the St. Mary's, the Bells of St. Mary. So that's why she was so sad at the end, because she thought he was sending her away because they disagreed. But he was really sending her away for her health, because she had tuberculosis. But the doctor suggested that they not tell her, because the doctor was afraid it would depress her.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted to keep her spirits up. So he was kind of biting the bullet. And then at the last minute, he just felt like this was completely wrong.
He had to tell her.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
He said, I'm not supposed to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And she was like, thank you. Because she had just got through praying. By the way, in the movie, it's very strong. He's Catholic, but it's still very strong in prayer.
Sure.
It's very strong prayer and stuff and faith in the movie. And she just got through praying. Please let me understand what you're doing, Lord. I don't understand this. Please, will you please explain this to me? Please, you know. So she was like begging to understand. And there you go.
There you go.
That's the only sad part. Otherwise, it's good.
Yeah, so it's really sad for a really short period of time and then happy. Okay, anybody got any more movies on their list? Did I get everybody's movies? Do you have any more hate movies?
I have a couple movies left.
Okay, go ahead.
So as far as another movie that I hate, this is pretty much the last one, any made-for-TV Christmas movie besides Charlie Brown.
So, like Rudolph and Frosty and...
I don't consider those as such anymore because they've been so long that they are still a part of Christmas. But, like, any of the ones that, like, they'll make it for this season and then you never hear about it again ever, all those really hokey ones.
Like, oh, like you mean like Christmas, like Drake and Josh Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
That's kind of...
Okay.
Not very Christmassy.
Right. What about... Now, nobody put Scrooged on their list.
It's because I haven't seen it all the way through.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
Scrooged. It's sort of a comedy version of
Christmas
Carol.
But is there creepy?
No, it's just funny.
Okay.
They're funny. Funny characters. The last one's, I guess, a little creepy because he's a big old giant skeleton. But I don't think you'd think he was creepy. Okay, what else you got, Kidge?
The last top five movie, a movie that I, for a period of my life, watched every Christmas with my mother, with my wife. Every Christmas, we would watch Shaun of the Dead.
That is not a Christmas movie. Foul.
But I watched it on Christmas.
Foul.
You can't just watch it on Christmas for it to be a Christmas movie.
It's a zombie movie. It's a zombie movie, Helen.
It's a zombie movie, and it doesn't take place during Christmas.
No, there's no snow in that movie.
There isn't.
There's no Santa.
No Santa bringing toys and skeletons and zombies and aliens.
It is it is a great movie. It's a Doxson says that is a Boxing Day movie, and so...
There you go.
Funny. Helen, did you have any more on your list?
A movie that I hate.
Yeah. Oh, you had one more haters?
Uh-huh.
You had one more hater.
Well, two.
Okay, two.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the cartoon one.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa's Coming to Town.
Why do you hate them?
They're just weird.
Weird.
Because Rudolph isn't really about Rudolph. It's about this little baby boy who gets taken away.
Yeah, the Christmas baby. Yeah. I mean, the New Year's baby. Yeah, that was
But
dumb.
It's called Rudolph.
It's called Rudolph's New Year.
Yeah, and then Santa's Coming to Town is kind of just weird because this guy...
But it's got good music in it. Put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, but that's not
And
good
soon
part.
You'll be walking across the floor. Is that Glenn Campbell that plays Santa Claus in that movie, I think? Anyway, all right.
I'd watch it, but I wouldn't really enjoy it.
Oh, okay. So it was just on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got to check out the Psych Christmas specials.
They're fun, yes.
And I'll do that because that's one that got brought up. And we tried to watch Shop Around the Corner because somebody said that was a good Christmassy movie. But
Shop
I haven't.
Around the Corner.
Yeah, it's You've Got Mail, but the original. It's the original You've Got Mail.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And so we have to do that. Doxson says that the Santa Claus is Coming to Town answers a lot of the Santa Claus questions, like where he came from and why he was called... Kris Kringle and all that stuff. Where his uniform came from.
Yes, but Kris Kringle is his real name, and that's what people call him. But they never told him how he got Santa.
The Santa part?
Yeah. It said Claus.
Yeah. It was kind of weird.
It was.
And I don't think Mrs. Claus ever looked like that, by the way.
No.
No.
She's not fat. Right. She's not... Big. She doesn't eat a lot of cookies. Santa's not big.
Yeah.
And
don't they get big at the
cheeks?
End, though?
No.
They get what?
Am I thinking of the same movie?
Where? What about it? Do they get what?
Big.
Big
at the end.
Oh, they get fat at the end?
Well,
maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I usually spaced out by that point.
If I remember right, yes.
What's the one with I'm Mr. Dun, 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 I'm Mr. Freeze? What's that? What's that? The one with that song in it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. I have another love movie.
What's your other love movie?
Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus with Tim Pillman Taylor?
No. Tim Carey.
Santa Claus with Tim Carey. Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, sorry.
I don't know that movie.
It's called Santa Claus, Jim. The first one, they have three movies.
No, you're thinking about The Santa Claus, yes, with Tim Taylor from the Toolman
Tim
show.
Allen.
Yes, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking about. Okay.
He's the guy who did the voice of Buzz Lightyear.
He did.
He did.
I never knew that.
Now you need to learn something new.
You have to relate to the younger generation, Brad.
Sorry. I suck. Okay. Don't say that, Helen. Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. If you're in the chat room, stick around because Faith will be joining us for the next show. And if you're not in the chat room, you can be because we're recording this live on Wednesday nights whenever the sandwich show finishes up.
Ta-da!
At 7 o'clock is when we record this, Central Time. And our number, if you want to call in, which we have some calls tonight to get through.
Ooh.
Yes. But our number to call into is somewhere not on this run sheet. That's that's not good. It is 224-225-9297.
There's a lot of twos.
A lot of twos in that number.
A lot of twos.
It should just be 22222.
Dawson said it's been a great show, except for Kitch. Oh, that's just sad. Nobody, but no, that's just because they don't agree with some of your choices there. Watch it. Don't kick the microphone with your foot. That's bad. That's a bad thing.
I didn't mean to.
I know. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. And vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.